Now, boys and girls, you remember when our Lord Jesus Christ left his disciples and was going to go back to his Father in heaven again, that he spoke those final words to his disciples, and he told them to go out into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. And he told them also that they were to begin to do that work in the city of Jerusalem, and then in all the district round about, and then right to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, as we've been going through the Acts of the Apostles, we've seen, of course, how the disciples did that, which our Lord commanded them. And when you come to chapters 13 and chapters 15 of the Acts of the Apostles, you see then how the disciples really began to go right to the ends of the earth to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ the Lord. At that time, we're told that the Apostle Paul, who has now been converted, of course, and become a Christian, he was in the church at a place called Antioch. And as the church met together in that place called Antioch, the Holy Spirit of God spoke to those people, and he told them to separate, to set aside Paul and Barnabas for the work that he had called them to do. And so they prayed and they fasted. They didn't eat any food for a time. And then they sent out Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel. And so if you read in Acts chapter 13, that's a great big chapter of the Word of God. And then in Acts chapter 15, you'll see the many, many places that they went to. And of course, they didn't have trains or airplanes or buses in those days. And they had to walk, and they walked for miles and miles and miles, preaching the gospel in one town and one city after another, telling what God had done in sending Jesus Christ, his Son. Now, in all those different places, of course, there were those who believed the things that they said, and there were those who didn't believe. There were those who were glad that they had brought the message of God and his salvation in Jesus. And there were those who were very angry, and they persecuted the disciples of the Lord. However, they went on, and as they went on, they preached that one message that God had sent his Son into the world to save sinners, and whoever believed in him, those people were forgiven for all their sins. Now, on one of their journeys in Acts chapter 15, they were going to go into Asia. Now, Asia is one of the continents, and you know the world is divided up into different continents. And they were going to go into Asia to preach the gospel. But the Holy Spirit spoke to them and said that they weren't to go into Asia to preach the gospel. And that night when Paul lay down to sleep, Paul had a dream, and in that dream he saw a vision. And he saw this man who was dressed like a man who came from Macedonia. Now, that would be Greece in our day in which we live, in the continent of Europe. Europe is where we live. And this man then from Macedonia, in that dream, in that vision that Paul had, he said these words to Paul. He said, "Come over here and help us." And Paul then knew in his heart and his mind that God wanted them to go right over onto the continent of Europe, our continent, and preach the gospel. They went to a place called Philippi, a town called Philippi. And just outside Philippi, they met up with a group of women by the riverside. And these women were praying to God. They believed in God, although they hadn't heard the gospel of Christ yet. And Paul began to preach. And as Paul began to preach, we're told a wonderful thing. It says that there was a woman there whose name was Lydia. And she listened to the things that were spoken by Paul. And the Lord opened her heart. Now, just how that was done, we can't explain these things. But you see, as she was listening with her ears to the things that Paul was speaking about Jesus Christ, the Lord was also opening up her heart, opening up her mind, opening up her understanding, so that she came to believe with all her heart what Paul was saying, that Jesus had died for her sins. And she believed in Jesus with all her heart. The Bible tells us she was baptized, she became a Christian, and she acknowledged Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Now in Philippi, again, there were many who were glad about the message, but there were others who were absolutely mad at the things that Paul and Barnabas were saying. And so they were taken and they were thrown into the prison. But you know, when you read the Bible, boys and girls, the New Testament about the Apostle Paul and the others, sometimes you have to be almost amazed at them. And it says that they were thrown right down into the deepest dungeon in the prison at Philippi, and their feet were put in stocks. Now, you know what stocks are. Their feet were stretched out in front, their great big clumps put on them, and they were clumped in so that they couldn't move. But the Bible says that at midnight, they sang praises unto the Lord. There they were in prison, there they were in those chains and those stocks, but they were singing praises unto the Lord. And then something tremendous happened. It says an earthquake came, and the walls of the prison began to shake, and the doors of the prison were loosed off their hinges. And the keeper of the prison, the jailer, he jumped in. He thought sure all the prisoners had escaped. And he came in with a lamp to see what was happening. And he heard the voice of Paul and Barnabas saying, "Do yourself no harm. We're all here." Not one prisoner had tried to escape. And he brought them out, Paul and Barnabas, that Roman centurion who was the jailer. And he fell down before them. Now listen to what he said. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What do you think they said? They said this: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And your household, everybody in your household, if they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved." And the Bible tells us that they believed, everybody in that house, the jailer. And they sat down and they had a meal together. It says they rejoiced together believing in Jesus Christ. And there they were then, they were going everywhere preaching the gospel. But the gospel really has only one message, boys and girls. It's for people who believe that they are sinners before God. And when a person believes he or she is a sinner before God, then they want to know how to be saved from their sins. And what's the answer? The answer is what Paul and Barnabas said all the time and said to that Philippian jailer: "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved." And it's when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, then indeed we are saved from all our sins. And so the gospel is going on and on, boys and girls. Started in Jerusalem and then the district round about. And then you remember it went to the Gentiles, the people who weren't Jews. Now it's going right to the ends of the earth. Now it's come to this very continent of which we are part. And there in the city of Philippi, the Lord saved people to the glory of Jesus Christ, his Son.